This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we're going to be visiting with a local Conklin Company distributor, Bernie Hand. Bernie and his wife Pam are hosting a 20th annual Conklin Company Field Day at their farm this Friday, starting at 5 p.m., and the public is invited to attend. Bernie, we've got an exciting event coming up that we're going to talk about for the Conklin Company, but before we talk about that, let's find a little bit about you. Where are you from, and just give us a little bit of background.
Well, thank you, Katie. My background is I've been farming my whole life with my brother on a family farm north of Fillmore, and married my wife right out of high school, and we've got 5 children and 16 grandchildren, and that's pretty much it. We've enjoyed our life as farmers.
Well, great. And you are involved with the Conklin Company. You're a Conklin distributor, and that's really one of the main reasons we're talking today. You've got a 20th annual field day coming up on August 5th.
Yes, it's been a pleasure to bring the products that Conklin markets to the farmers in our area. We've had everywhere from the president of the company and different ones there. We've even had a 6-year-old presenter, my son, explained how the lubricant products worked on his bicycle. And my wife has never ran out of food. Last year, we didn't get to the field. It rained the entire evening, and we did the meeting on our front porch. So come rain or shine, we'll have our 20th annual Conklin Field Day.
Well, good to know that you can roll with the punches, so to say, and it'll be a great celebration. I know you do have a few speakers lined up for the event, as the president of the company is going to be there this year.
Yes, the president, Judy Herbster, will be there, along with Jerry Cox, a farmer from Delta, Missouri. He holds the distinction of having the most NCGA wins, no-till, non-irrigated, and irrigated. Jerry spoke a few years back at our 15th field day, and also that came with the CEO of the company, Charles Herbster, Francis Childs, rode along with him when they flew over from Kansas City and spoke on my front porch. I don't know if everybody out there has heard of Francis Childs, but he held the corn record for many years at 442 bushel. I don't think it's been that many years ago that it had been broken, but Conklin was very instrumental in him growing 442 bushels of corn.
Well, great. And if people do decide to come to the field day, other than the speakers, maybe what can they expect to see there?
Well, we'll have a corn plot. And many years, almost every year except for this year, we've had like 16 to 18 replications for them to look at. And we've talked about the different products. As many of you farmers know, this year the planting schedule was very hectic. And I think I got 5 in the plot area this year to talk about. But we'll still talk about the others that's not in the plot. A lot of these products have been proven over time and just don't need to be tested anymore.
And the products that you're going to be demonstrating, this, you guys sell fertilizer, not seed.
Correct. We've since I went to my first meeting, we've talked about safe fertilizer that would go right on the seed and that also could be used for foliar feeding. In the early years, they didn't talk foliar feeding as much. But as you all know, foliar feeding is becoming a way to increase yields. We'll talk about micronutrient testing, which isn't a big thing till the last few years, and just a lot of industry first have come across with the Conklin Field Days.
Well, definitely sounds like a great opportunity, and something can definitely be learned from the event. And something exciting you shared with me for the Conklin Company, a man by the name of Kip Coulters, he has a record with soybeans and is now working with you.
Yes, Kip was the first to grow 100 bushel soybeans per acre, and that has been done since. But he has developed a product that can be put in with almost any spray solution, your glyphosate, micronutrients, and fertilizer, that'll help boost your yields at a quart per acre. He's chose the Conklin Company to market his product because of the values and that it is one of the last, if not the last, farmer-owned ag company in the country.
Well, definitely a great accomplishment and neat to have him working with you and the company. Before we wrap this up, any final thoughts or just remind us again the day and time where people can come to attend the field day?
Yes, thank you. August 5th at our farm on 21st Road, south of Nokomis, or if you're coming in from Route 16, go to Witt and turn at the chicken and come on out. It's a winding road, and the substation is in the corner of our farm. There will be signs out in the country, but if any of you don't know where the chicken is, it's across from the Casey store. So look for the chicken.
Bernie Hand, a Conklin Company distributor, and once again the field day is this Friday starting at 5 p.m. at Bernie's Farm just south of Nokomis. And for more information, you can look for the event on Facebook or call 217-972-5222. And we'll be back with more after these messages. According to the state crop report, warm temperatures and timely rains kept crops in good condition over the past week. Statewide, the average temp was 76 degrees, and that was only 2 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about 1 1/10 of an inch, and that was 3/10 of an inch above normal. There were around 4 days suitable for field work during the week ending on July 31st. Topsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 5% short, 84% adequate, and 10% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 6% short, 86% adequate, and 7% surplus. Corn silking reached 97% compared to 93% last year, and corn dough was at 38% compared to 42% for the 5-year average. Corn condition rated 1% very poor, 2% poor, 14% fair, 57% good, and 26% excellent. Soybeans blooming were at 85% compared to 79% last year, and soybean setting pods had jumped to 51%. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 17% fair, 56% good, and 21% excellent. In other news, the Department of Agriculture announced Monday the reopening of Brazil for U.S. beef exports. The USDA says the agency reached an agreement with Brazil's Ministry of Agriculture to allow access for U.S. beef and beef products to Brazil for the first time since 2003. Brazil's action, according to the USDA, reflects the United States' negligible risk classification for bovine spongiform encephalopathy, which is commonly known as mad cow disease. Since last year alone, the USDA has eliminated BSE-related restrictions in 16 countries, regaining market access for U.S. beef and pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into the American economy, according to the USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. Vilsack says the Brazilian market offers excellent long-term potential for U.S. beef exporters. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.